So this particular Monday, I'm doing what I normally do. I go to this gym, Main Street Boxing Gym, 1612 Austin Street. Yeah, I say that real bold, so if anybody try me, you know where I'm really at. So 1612 Austin Street is Main Street Gym. I'm in that gym every Monday. I get to town, I'm there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's when I'm there, because I leave town on Thursdays. Now, this particular Monday, I walk into the gym. I'm having a pretty good day. And I get there at 5:30 a.m. Yeah, 5:30 a.m. in there doing my thing. Okay? So I walk in this particular Monday. And when I walked in, it's some guys already in the ring sparring. I'm wondering, what time did they get here? It's 5:30. I walk in and they sparring, and one of the guys hit the other guy and looked at me and talking about, yeah, we in here this morning. But what you looking at me for? Look at your opponent. And I am immediately offended. Because he's going to throw his jab and look at me. I walk over to my trainer. I say, hey, man, go get my shit. And he said, what? I said, man, go get my shit. Old boy in the ring, popping shit. He said, what he say? He going to throw a jab. And then going to talk about, we in here this morning. I'm in this motherfucker, too. He goddamn looking at me. My trainer, he say, man, I just want to throw this out there. You just walked in here. You ain't jump rope. You ain't did none of that. Just to say you're not warmed up. I said, I don't give a shit. Go get my shit. Oh boy, ain't gonna be talking crazy to me in the morning. Talking about, we in here. I'm in this motherfucker too. Against my trainer's wishes, he went and got my stuff, my headgear and everything. My hand was already wrapped up when I got there. And by the time he got my stuff on, they still in the ring sparring. I don't wait for no bell, no nothing. I just get in the ring. And I look at the dude, he's sparring, I say, hey, man, you done. Get your ass out of here. You know what I'm saying? Let me take care of this business. Now, I'm going to just ask y'all, Do y'all like little tidbits in stories that enhance the story? Yeah. Okay, this is a little tidbit. Just gonna throw this out there, a little tidbit. I had just recently paid $78 to watch him fight on pay-per-view. No, I'm just throwing this out there, because when I turned around and saw it, I'm like, okay, I ain't know who it was, because he had on headgear. I didn't really see him, and now I see him. I'm like, I just paid $78 to watch him fight on pay-per-view. Okay, it's a, okay. Because I started thinking to myself, well, you know, maybe this was a bad decision. Maybe I'm not all the way up yet. I drove over here, but maybe I'm not all the way up. Now, this is a guy, Victor Ortiz. Victor Ortiz just was fighting on pay-per-view with this guy named Todd Manuel. That's who, and this is who this is, Todd Manuel. And Todd said, so what we doing? We going to the body. I said, man, fight your fight, nigga. Now see, I'm tripping. But I'm in here, but people know I'm nice though. People know I'm nice. And man, Todd, after I done said what I done said, Todd, the bell rang, and he said, it's about to be a fresh round, and I'm in my corner getting ready, and Todd was listening to me. When I said fight your fight, Todd was definitely listening to me. Because when the bell rang, Todd was all in my corner, all fast. No, y'all don't understand. It's like I'm over here, and he was so in my corner. I said, man, what are you over here for? We ain't even touched gloves or nothing. This ain't no sportsmanship, sir. But since Todd was in my corner, people know I'm nice. People know I'm nice. So I threw something out there on Todd. Now, I didn't hit him at all. I didn't hit him. He moved. You know what I'm saying? So, and then when he moved, he turned on the other side. So I saw he was over there. I threw something over there because people know I'm nice. Now, once again, I did not hit him. Todd's footwork was excellent. Do you understand me? Now, me and Todd, when he turned, I turned, and me and Todd straight. So I see him. So I just got to let Todd know, because people know I'm nice. I got to let Todd know. No, for real, people know I'm nice. I got to let Todd know I'm real in here. So I threw something out there real strong. Now, Detroit, I left this out there way too long. Way too long. I left this out there way too long. Because this area right here is called the bread basket. That's what it's called. It's called the bread basket. And I knew he had been in there. No, I knew he had been in there because I looked at him. He was eating a sandwich. I said, "This kid eating a sandwich. Where you get that bread from?" And this area was all warm and toasty, like somebody left my oven open. So I immediately brought that back in, and tried to defend myself. And when I looked up, Todd had moved over here. He had turned on me, and I hadn't turned yet. He over here. And then I saw him out my peripheral. And I looked, I said, oh shit, Todd about to hit me in the face. So I threw my defense up, put that up. But Todd was not going for my face. It was a little small area up under here that he just threw something in there. He just threw it in there. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all. You are not supposed to see your breath unless it's cold. When I was here, and I saw my breath, I'm like, hup, I'm out. And I tried to use my glove. I was like, no, I need you. It was getting bad. But let me tell you, the whole time it's getting bad in here, you know who I'm mad at? My trainer. That's who I'm mad at. Because see, people know, if you sparring, your trainer can come on that mat and call you over for no apparent reason and have a conversation with you. Come here, let me talk to you real quick. He can do that during a sparring match, and he is not choosing to do that. He is not choosing to do that. He over there, he done got caught up. Like, this is a real fight. He over there, somebody, get your composure. And I'm looking at him like, I don't want to get my composure. I want to get out of here. What I want you to do is throw that towel that's right by you. Throw that towel up. Matter of fact, throw that chair in here so I can hit this nigga with this chair. Now, I'm a real fighter, and people know I'm nice. So when I hear get your composure, I'm going to gather myself and start getting my composure. Now, the first thing I need to do to get my composure is get away from Todd for just a little bit. Just get away from him. So I done moved on him, and now I'm looking at him a little bit. I'm looking at him. I'm stepping to, you know, my left. I'm looking at him. And now, let me tell you something. What comes... I don't want you to be lost in the story. So I'm just gonna run it back for you. It's 5:30 in the morning. I've showed up to the gym. Nigga. Okay. Now, I threw something, left it out there way too long. Bread basket, eating a sandwich. Turn in my face. Breath out of there. I'm out. Don't want you to be lost in the movie. You know, you gotta catch people up. You know, you gotta catch people up. So, what comes with composure is confidence. It's confidence. Because I done got my composure, and now I ain't got a little confidence because Todd done threw a couple of punches, and I done slipped some things. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. People know I'm nice. You know what I'm saying? So Todd tried to faint me. He tried to throw a little faint, a little hard faint, and I saw it. When he tried to throw a little hard faint, I could have busted him all up, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, I'm just trying to make it through the round, you know what I'm saying? And I know I'm trying to make it through the round because I done looked and turned with my eyes looking at the clock. 45 more seconds, I'm good. And when I see the faint, not only did I see it, my trainer saw it. And he done got, I'm telling you, he caught up in this fight. He told me, let your hands go. So Todd, he throws something and I roll on it. And when I came up, I'm listening to him. I done let my hands go, hey, and I done hit Todd. I done turned Todd shit up too. I done turned his shit up. But people know I'm nice, right? Now, in the gym, it's times that you want some support from other fighters that's in the gym. It's times that you want some support. Then there's other times that you don't want nobody to say nothing. It's a dude on a heavy bag, and he holla out, ooh, Todd, I saw that shit. And I said, man, shut your ass up. Shut up. But this nigga hear you. Shut up. I was hoping Todd didn't hear. And Todd said, oh, yeah? And I was like, oh, God. Because I could see something different in his eyes. His eyes look different. I'm going to say this. And you can go on his page, and you can see on his page, Todd Manuel, his name on Instagram is Todd Blazing Amazing Manuel. And I'm saying, first of all, why does he have two nicknames? He's supposed to have one nickname. But I'm telling you, when Todd's eyes changed and that man said that he saw that, I'm going to tell y'all, it was blazing and it was amazing. Todd hit me everywhere that you can hit a person. I got hit in the knees. I don't even know how that happened. And man, Todd was wearing me out in the corner. And the bell rang, and I said to myself, thank God. I don't know how long I was in that corner. The bell rang again. I said, oh my God, he's coming back. But he had started sparring another person while I was still in the corner. I didn't know he was sparring nobody else. So he started beating him in the corner. I said, oh, y'all in here, excuse me. I didn't see y'all doing your thing. I'm done. I get out the ring, and I done took my gloves off like this. I done took my gloves off with my legs. put my stuff in my bag and spit my mouthpiece in my bag, and I'm about to leave. I'm about to go. I didn't gather my things. It's time to go. I'm walking out. My trainer told me, "Hey, where you going?" I said, "I've been trained for the day." You saw it. You saw what happened. He told me, "Now, you came in here messing with that man. You got to do your regular 12 rounds of training." I said, "That got to count for one. You saw it." So while I'm in the gym doing my regular training, Todd is sparring another dude, a big dude. And now, I done got proud of myself because I'm on the speed bag and it's other people in the gym commenting. I didn't get none of what big dude is getting. Todd is knocking the meat off this big dude. And you hear other fighters in there talking about, "Damn, big man, put your hands up." I'm like, "See?" I didn't get none of that. Didn't nobody call out no shit on me. Because people know I'm nice, right? So I'm getting ready to leave. And Todd is on his cool down. He in there jumping rope. And I'm walking out. I stopped right in front of Todd. I said, "Hey, I don't know if you know anything about me, but I don't let folks whoop me and don't come back. Just know, when I get here tomorrow, you better have all your shit on. Because it's going down, you understand me?" Todd. "I'll be here." I said, "Nigga, you heard what I said." I said, "What time you gonna be here tomorrow?" "Todd, I'm gonna be here all day." I'm walking out with my trainer and I tap my trainer. I said, "Hey, you notice he ain't give me no exact time." Yeah. That's Monday. Tuesday, 5:30 a.m. Main Street Boxing Gym. I show up, but I did not go upstairs. I stayed downstairs in the aerobic section. Let me go back up there. Shit. I had to finish my aerobics. I get to my phone, I got 3 missed calls and a text message, all from Todd. His message on somebody, "Where you at?" I text that man back. I said, "Man, I'm out of town." He gonna text me right back, talking about, "Why your truck outside?" I text some childish shit. I said, "Don't worry about it." I ain't finna beat me up again, crazy as hell. Todd done had goddamn thousands of fights, thousands of them. I done had 17 fights. And all of them was when I was 14.